And Jess Daniel of Jess's Underground Kitchen will be joining us in a moment with a special one-hour spring focaccia bread. We probably don't bake bread enough in our household. We know how to do it. We have kind of moved from the supermarket bread to something hopefully a little bit better for little tummies. But once I've got this recipe from Jess Daniel, I'm looking forward to giving it a go. We've got a weekend together as a family, and Daisy, my 9-year-old, is really into the baking. So maybe the two of us can do that together. This recipe straddles the season. It's got a yummy comfort bread recipe, creating lovely comforting aromas in the kitchen on a cold day, but also has a bit of a spring twist on it using seasonal vegetables. And Jess Daniel from Jess's Underground Kitchen joins me now. Hi, Jess.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
Good. What have you got planned for the weekend?
Well, I'm planning to stay rugged up and warm, to be honest, because this cold chill has really got us throwing, hasn't it, despite the spring sunny weather?
Yeah, and if you cook seasonally, it's quite a weird one, isn't it? Because we just sort of got our heads around the ideas of asparagus and other spring veggies, and now suddenly you're feeling like stews and things again.
Exactly. It's like crack out the slow cooker and make some soup.
Tell me the story behind your one-hour spring focaccia bread.
So this recipe comes from my third cookbook, My Underground Everyday, and it basically stemmed from the fact that I love the idea of making home-cooked bread, but I never am organised enough to make it far enough in advance to let it rise and do all of the things that bread needs to do, right? So the beauty of this recipe is that you actually let the oven do the hard work for you. So you make the bread. As normal, it's a yeast-based recipe, but you have your oven on a low heat and you pop it in the oven for 20 minutes and it does all of that beautiful rising, bubbling for you. And so from start to finish, you can have fresh bread in an hour.
Huh, so it's just a shortcut. Instead of leaving it on the windowsill or whatever, you just increase the rates of temperature and that makes it get ready to rise faster.
Exactly, and you're going to have your oven on to bake it anyway, so you're just starting a little bit earlier.
I can't tell from, you've got to send us a beautiful photo and it's up on rnz.co.nz/Jessie along with the full recipe, but I can't tell from the sort of bird's eye view how thick the bread is.
So I guess it's kind of like when you bake a cake. The thickness of the cake will depend on how wide your pan is. So I tend to make this in like a 30 centimetre skillet, and it's quite nice and thin and crispy, but then you could make it in a smaller pan and have a thicker, fluffier focaccia, or spread it even thinner. It makes a great base for pizza. So I quite like to cook this two different ways. I either bake it plain with just a sprinkling of sea salt on the top and then add my favourite toppings after I've cooked it, or like the recipe we're going to share today, I like to take some seasonal vegetables or some beautiful herbs and actually press it into the focaccia before it's baked. Mm. So you get this wonderful flavour, caramelisation of the vegetables. And the recipe that we're going to share today uses asparagus, which I found in the supermarket this week, which I'm very excited about.
Yeah, I saw it was, I don't know if it'll ever be as cheap as it was a few years ago, but it was $5 a bunch today, which is a bit more achievable than sort of $9 or $10 a bunch, which it starts out at when it first arrives.
Yeah, I thought $5 was quite good. And I mean, look, over the last few months, I feel like I've been living on pumpkin, kumara, and potatoes. There's been so little variety in the vegetable department. So anything new feels like a win.
Tell us how we're going to make it, please.
Okay, so easy bread recipe. So first step, you want to preheat your oven to 100 degrees Celsius. This is how you're going to do that magic proving step. So in a small bowl, place 3/4 cup of warm water, 1/2 teaspoon of sugar, and 1.5 teaspoons of instant yeast into the bowl and give it a gentle stir and pop that to one side for 5 minutes until it starts to foam. And if you've got new yeast, this will probably happen pretty quickly. If your yeast has been sitting in the back of your fridge like mine sometimes does for 6 to 12 months, if it doesn't start to foam, you might need some new yeast. But, you know, have a play around. It does help to store your yeast in the fridge if you have that problem. And now in a larger bowl, mix together 1 cup of flour. This can be a regular plain white flour, or you can go a bit fancy if you like. And 1 teaspoon of salt. make a small well in the centre and pour in that foamy yeast mixture that you've had aside. Mix together gently until combined. And then the magic with focaccia is you add oil to the dough. So add 2 tablespoons of a really good quality olive oil and mix well until combined. And then you want to sort of toss maybe another 1/2 to 3/4 cup of flour onto a surface, and then gradually knead that all together until you've got a smooth dough ball.
Can I ask, now, is it the olive oil that sort of makes focaccia focaccia?
I think so. What gives it that really like crunchy, crumbly texture, unlike other bread, like bread tends to be fluffier, whereas focaccia is, yeah, a lot more moist and has that baked feel to it, if you know what I mean.
Yep, got it.
Yeah, so you don't need to have any special pans for this. If you've got like a skillet fry pan or a shallow casserole dish, great to have a heavy bottom dish because it helps the bread cook evenly. So again, going in with another couple generous tablespoons of olive oil, grease your skillet pan, and then place the dough in the middle and gently press with the tips of your fingers until it takes shape across the whole pan. So just take your time with this, slowly push it out. You can imagine sort of like using your fingertips to just make lots of small dents in that dough. Drizzle another couple of tablespoons of olive oil over the top. Cover it with a clean tea towel. And then pop that pan into your preheated oven, 100 degrees, and turn the oven off. Now you're going to want to set your timer for 20 minutes. So let the bread rise for 20 minutes with your oven, your warm oven, but turned off. You don't want to cook your tea towel in there. So after 20 minutes, pull the pan out of the oven, take the tea towel off, and then turn your oven up to 200 degrees. So it's going to be a nice hot bake for when you bake your focaccia. So by now you'll see your focaccia will have risen. It will have almost doubled in size. And you'll have all of this beautiful puffiness and pools of that olive oil on the top. So at this point, you can pop it back into your oven at 200 degrees and bake it for 20 minutes and have a lovely crisp focaccia bread. Or, like me, I like to take some links of asparagus and spring onions and just trim the ends off so they're nice, long pieces and lay them lengthways across the focaccia so you sort of get like a striped effect. Sprinkle with some sea salt and a little bit more extra olive oil, and then you're going to bake for 20 minutes or until beautiful golden brown.
And that sounds so delicious.
Yeah, it's such an easy way. You can have it for brunch, lunch or dinner and use whatever beautiful seasonal vegetables you have on hand.
You've got some, looks like soft cheese on top of the focaccia in that photo.
Yeah, so I like to serve it with a dollop of creme fraiche because you get this wonderful sort of like savoury creaminess without being overpowering, and it really lends well to that asparagus. Could grate a little bit of lemon zest over there too.
Good one, Jess. Hey, really nice to talk to you. Look forward to making that with my girl this weekend, I think, my 9-year-old, who's
amazing,
getting really excited about baking. So I'm going to have a go. I'll let you know how I get on.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Thanks so much, Jesse.
1 hour spring focaccia bread. The recipe at rnz.co.nz/Jesse. That was Jess Daniel from Jess's Underground Kitchen.